This is Reading Lesson 10. Look at number 1, which you will see written twice, once with diacritics and once without. Remember that in everyday written Pashto, diacritics are often omitted. Read number 1.
Bas bia. Bas bia.
Read number 2.
Atallas sawa.
Number 3.
Assalam.
Pashto has 5 forms of the letter Y. You see another new one in number 4 at the end of the word. This form is called the strong Y or hard Y. It's only found at the end of plural words, and it makes an E sound. Notice that it follows a medial Y. Listen and repeat number 4. It's a nationality.
Amrikai. Amrikai.
Notice that the hard Y, like the medial Y, includes 2 horizontal dots below the letter. Now look at number 5, which begins with a Y and ends with the verbal Y. The verbal Y occurs only in final position, at the end of verbs. You can recognize it by the
Hamza
diacritic above it. Listen and repeat number 5.
Yay. Yay.
Now read number 6.
Shay.
Number 7.
Naswari.
In number 8, you see the soft Y, which has 2 vertical dots. It can be found in the middle or at the end of a word. This letter makes the shorter E sound. Listen and repeat. Number 8.
Baji. Baji.
Try to read number 9. Be careful of your pronunciation of the initial Y.
Yunan.
Number 10.
Sahi.
11.
Your.
Read number 12.
Lik.
13.
Kawai. Kawai.
In number 14, you see the last form of the Y. It's only used in final position and is called the feminine Y. Notice the little tail. This letter makes a somewhat different E sound. Listen and repeat. Number 14.
Rupai. Rupai.
Read number 15.
Rasai.
Number 16.
Sindh.
17.
Di.
Number 18.
Yavisht.
In number 19, the medial Y makes the shorter E sound. Try to read number 19.
Prevatal.
Read number 20.
Zyati. Zyati.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 10.